So it got me thinking, I wonder if you kids could tell me what, if your mom was a bird, no pun intended, what kind of bird would your mom be? And, oh, we've got an answer already. Okay, I've got some pictures of birds to help, but what kind of bird would mom be?
An eagle.
An eagle, that's an excellent answer, biblically speaking. We have an eagle up there as well. A parrot? Mom would be a parrot? Addie?
A cockatoo.
A cockatoo? I wonder, I should ask the reason. Why a cockatoo? What do you think, Addie? Why a cockatoo? Oh, because it's funny. Yeah. What do you think?
A magpie?
Mom would be a magpie. I like that. So why is your mom a magpie? Sorry, what was that?
Because she feeds us.
Because she feeds us. I've never seen a magpie giving muffins to its babies, though. I don't know about that. Let's hear from Nathaniel again. What do you reckon? What kind of bird? I'm interested in these ones. What kind of bird is your mom?
A chicken.
A chicken. Excellent. Now, why is mom a chicken?
Because they walk fast.
Because they walk fast. Because they walk fast. Patrick, my buddy, what do you reckon? What kind of bird
flingo.
Is your mom? What was it?
Flingo.
A flamingo. That is a very great answer. I expected possibly getting that one. Why a flamingo?
Why?
I don't know, he says. Sorry, I don't need to use this one. I'm giving them trouble back there. What do you think, darling? What kind of bird is mom?
Flingo.
You also think a flamingo. Great. Why would mom be a flamingo? I was going to suggest a reason. That's okay. Okay, here goes Roby again. What do you think, buddy? What kind of bird is mom?
A seagull.
A seagull. All right, that is one that I did not expect. Why is mom a seagull?
Because she gets me fish.
Because she gives you fish. Very good. And that's more nutritional than the muffins and the cakes and the lollies, so that's excellent. Good work, Kelly. And what do you reckon?
A flamingo.
Another flamingo. Now, you've got a flamingo on your shirt. What? Now, why would mom be a flamingo?
Because she's beautiful.
Because she's beautiful. There we go. And I'm sure the same applies over there. Aria?
An owl because it's her favorite bird.
An owl is mom's favorite bird. Is there any other reason why an owl would be a good one? They're tough. I like that. Owls are tough. They're also wise, which is pretty good, isn't it? All right, let's hear from Seth again. What do you think?
An owl because she's always looking out for us.
Oh, very good. An owl always looking out for you. Hey, buddy, what?
A honey eater?
A honey eater. Mom would be a honey eater. Now, why would mom be a honey eater?
Because she gives us honey.
We still come back to that every time, don't we? Ash, what kind of bird would your mom be?
Probably an angry bird.
Lois, why do you think Ash chose that one? Oh. Fantastic. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll find out from Adeline. What kind of bird is mommy? What kind of bird? Do you think she might be one of those birds on that picture?
A flamingo.
Okay, mom's a flamingo. Very good. Thank you, kids. How about a round of applause for the kids? Very good. That was a lot of fun. So mom's as birds. So earlier in the service, we had that reading from Psalm 91 that reflects on God's great love for his people, Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. So that sounds like a pretty safe place to be, doesn't it? In the shadow of the Almighty. And the psalm goes on to describe God's protection as a refuge and a shield and a rampart. And it says that trusting in the Lord means you don't need to fear enemies or disease or disaster or wild animals. Now, from the very start, the psalm uses this mother bird type imagery to picture God's protection. So it talks about the shelter of the Most High and resting in the shadow of the Almighty. What does that mean? Well, verses 3 and 4 spell that out. It's the picture of a mother bird sheltering her baby birds under the shadow of her wings. In verse 3, it's significant, I think, that it is the fowler's snare and pestilence against which we're said to be protected, which are grave dangers for young birds. And in verse 4, what it means to be in the shelter of the Most High and in the shadow of the Almighty is He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. So we're like chicks folded under the wings of the mama bird. This kind of picture of God's care for His people shows up elsewhere in the Bible too. It's in Psalm 17. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings. It's in Psalm 57. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. God famously said to Israel after the Exodus, "You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings." It's a very well-known verse, and it pictures God as a mother eagle. Moses later put it this way in Deuteronomy 32, "God guarded over Israel like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft." And when Boaz met Ruth, he said to her, "May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." So it's not an uncommon way of thinking about God. Trusting in the Lord is like being a baby bird nestled under the wing of its mother, which I think is quite a beautiful picture for how God loves and cares for us. But thinking of a mothering side to God in Scripture is not limited to bird imagery. So there's Isaiah 49. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?" That's tough to imagine. A mother having no compassion on her baby and forgetting the baby. But Isaiah says, "Even if she were to forget, I will not forget you." That's what God says to His people. And then there was Isaiah 66:13, which, was it Simone quoted for? Somebody did. No, it was Mari, wasn't it? "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted." And I can't help but picture in my head little Adeline snuggled up with Mum, safe as safe can be. But there are two problems, I think, with this kind of imagery. For us, there are two problems. As good and powerful as thinking of God as a mother protecting children is, one problem is that not all of us had great mothers, and I think we need to be real about that. That's a sad fact, and our culture doesn't really generally like to talk about it. But the fact is that some mothers are negligent or even abusive, and some people grew up without a mother for one reason or another, and we need to respect that. Well, we celebrate good motherhood. We need to know that that's not everyone's experience. We need to be sensitive to that. And if that's you, if you find it really hard to picture God's love like a mother caring for a child because that's not something you really know, then I want you to think of it maybe this way, that it's the mother that you always wished you had or should have had. That's the kind of love that you can find in God. And if that's even too hard for you, come back to the mother bird imagery of a mama bird taking care of the baby birds, feeding them and protecting them under her strong wings with its soft feathers. And that's what God's love for us is like. And that's what God's love for you is like. But I think there's another possible problem for us with this imagery. So remember how Psalm 91 said that God's love is like a mother bird's love. And the psalm says that we don't have to fear anything. We don't have to fear enemies or disasters or disease or even wild animals. But I think we all know that we do still have to fear those things, don't we? The psalm says, no harm will overtake you. But all of us here who love God, we have been overtaken by harm in some ways at some point in our life, haven't we? So where was God then when we were hurt? Where were those strong wings to protect us? Well, like a lot of things in the Bible, I think this mothering side of God's love is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ, in his death and his resurrection. So right now, we are going to suffer from sickness and injury, the cruelty of other people, and even death. And that's what this world is like, and we are in this world. We're even part of this world because of our sin and rebellion against God. But in sending Jesus Christ to die for our sin and to be raised to life again, God has made a way for us to be gathered under his wings by trusting in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There was a time when Jesus looked out on Jerusalem full of people who would reject the God who loved them. And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Now a time is coming when Jesus is going to put an end to this world of pain and death and take us to the comfort and safety of a world without death or mourning or crying or pain. So we face the same choice that Jerusalem did. Will we reject God and his Son and the prophets who told us about him? Or will we be gathered together in Christ like chicks under the mother hen's wings? For those of us who have made that latter choice, we're now going to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. When Mom calls you in for dinner, you sit together as a family and you share in her care and her provision. Here and now we come together like a family and share in God's care and God's provision of eternal life through Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection. So we're going to participate in the elements, the bread that represents the body of Jesus given for us, and the cup that represents his blood, the blood of a new covenant.